Radio Prague News.
In his New Year's address, Czech President Václav Klaus backed the reform agenda of the country's center-right government. 9 people died in fires and accidents in the Czech Republic on New Year's Eve. And the Czech national hockey team has lost to Russia 3-8 at the World Under-20 Championships and will play in the relegation round. Czech President Václav Klaus delivered his New Year's address on Saturday, in which he backed the reform agenda of the country's center-right coalition government. The Czech Republic, just like other EU countries and the United States, was living beyond its means, Mr. Klaus said, noting that the government's austerity measures that will take effect in 2011 do not themselves guarantee that similar steps will not have to be taken again in the future. The Czech president also said that if the government reforms are implemented quickly, rationally and with courage, the public will understand and support them. In his traditional televised address, Mr. Klaus also criticized organized campaigns leading to mass departures of professionals, although he did not explicitly mention the country's physicians, who are threatening to leave in a bid to get higher salaries. In related news, Czech party leaders reacted on Saturday to President Klaus's New Year's address. Prime Minister and head of the Civic Democrats, Petr Nečas, said the address was balanced and statesmanlike and appreciated President's support of the government's reform plans. Deputy Chair of the coalition Topol 9 party, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, said the speech deserved a standing ovation. Opposition Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka said the speech only emphasized Mr. Klaus's uncritical and unquestioning stance on the reform agenda. The president was reacting to the fact that the government lacks a strong leader and is himself taking over the role of the prime minister, Mr. Sobotka added. For his part, communist leader Vojtěch Filip said he considered this year's address the weakest since Václav Klaus assumed the post at Prague Castle. 9 people died in fires and accidents in the Czech Republic on New Year's Eve. 2 people and a dog died in a fire that broke out in the community of Drahanovice near Olomouc in the east of the country on Saturday. In the city of Brno, a young man fell out of his 4th-floor apartment on New Year's Eve and died in hospital, while firefighters in a village just outside the city of Brno found a 77-year-old man dead in his house that had caught fire. A young man was killed in a road crash at 2:30 a.m. on New Year's Day, also in Southern Moravia, while a young woman died in a restaurant in the Vysočina region, probably after having drunk too much alcohol. Another 2 people died in a car accident on Friday afternoon in eastern Bohemia, and 47-year-old climber fell off a rock in the Český Raj area in the north of the country. Thieves stole a watch worth 20 million crowns, or just over $1 million, from a shopping mall in Prague during New Year's Eve. The burglary happened few minutes after midnight, when the thieves broke into the shop. However, the police still don't know how they got inside the shopping mall. The burglars were caught on a security camera system, which is now being reviewed by investigators. The value of the stolen watch was stated by the shop's owner, a police spokeswoman said, adding that the final amount could be lower. The Czech national hockey team lost 3-8 to Russia at the World Under-20 Championships held in Buffalo, New York in the United States on Friday. Once again, the Czechs took an early lead when forward Jakub Orsava hit the net in the 2nd minute. But the Russians equalized just 1 minute later and won the first period 1-4. The Czechs then added just 2 more goals while their opponents scored 4 times in the rest of the game, setting the final score at 3-8. The Czechs, who needed a straight win to advance to the tournament's playoff round, will now play to secure a spot in the elite division. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The first weekend of the new year will see overcast skies with snow and sleet in places. Daytime highs should range between -2 and +2 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.